Today, I'm breaking down that new Kanye West and Travis Scott video called Father, which shows us the occult agenda hidden in plain sight. We're going to look at death and rebirth into alien gods, satanic Luciferian symbolism and perversions of Christianity, Knights Templar, Epstein, Rockefeller, Iowa connections, Travis Scott's occult wedding to children, blasphemy of the baptism of Christ, and the Holy Spirit doves, Raelian human cloning theories, Freemason, murder mafia, Michael Jackson's connections to cloning, Kanye West rant to MK Ultra pipeline, Kid Cudi, how Kanye West is not as creative as everyone thinks he is because he actually stole David Bowie's entire persona through Ziggy Stardust, as well as the 23 Enigma with William Burroughs. Stay tuned. Now, I had so many people tag me to watch this new music video, and this morning I sat down to watch it, and I said, you got to be kidding me. There's a lot to unpack here. So thank you for the people that tagged me. Thank you for letting me know to check this video out. There's a lot going on. I'm going to walk you through with screenshots on what we're seeing. I'm going to connect all these dots for you. If you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, please consider checking out the YouTube version where I'm going to show you the images. It'll be a little easier to understand, but I'll try to visually describe what we're seeing. The YouTube channel is At Occult Symbolism. If you're already here watching the YouTube video, please subscribe. You got to subscribe. You got to hit the bell for all notifications for when I'm like doing live shows and things like that. And you got to hit me with those hype points. If you're on the app, hit me with the hypers, okay? I don't know what that means, but that's what they tell me to tell you. You got to hit me with the hypes. No, it actually it puts it out on the, it gains traction, okay? The people, nobody knows what it means. The people love it, though, okay? Now, also, to further entice you into checking out my YouTube and subscribing at Occult Symbolism, I'm going to upload a Low-T Isaac archive video from 2016 I made on Kanye West and his supposed rants. Right? Because we're going to talk a little bit about that today. If you're watching or listening to this video, this audio right now, it might already be on there. I don't know. You're going to have to like check it out and see. I'll try to link it in the show notes either way. But the rants that Kanye West was doing back in 2013 and then subsequently 2016, I had covered on my blog and I had covered with a video on the first YouTube channel that got torched. You won't believe some of the stuff that's going to be relevant today. Some stuff that came true since then, 10 years ago. We're going to casually discuss it, but you're going to have to watch the full 42-minute video to understand the full depth of it, okay? Now, into the show, into the content, lyrics. The lyrics already tell you a clue about what we're headed for. We're going to talk about the lyrics before we talk about the symbolism, what you find in this video, because there's a lot to get through. Now, the lyrics of the song, it's basically the same message, same content for both Ye and Travis Scott, all right? Talking about how, you know, they come up hanging out on the block. Now they own the block. Says, Kanye says, I used to hang on the 9, and that for Kanye West says this, and Kanye West is implying that there was like a local channel news in Chicago called the 9. He's like, I used to hang out on the TV, but now I own it. And Travis Scott has a similar line where he's like, I used to hang out at the 7, and it's a reference to Houston where he's from. But Kanye West says, now I bought 2 streets, Cottage Grove to King Drive. Yeah, this life is a movie, all right? And what is it? It's the theme that you find in rap music. It's about, you know, you got money, you got the fancy things, you got, you know, Kanye West has the fancy coat, Travis Scott has the fancy shoes. And they attribute all of this wealth and consumables to gifts from God. They referenced their Lord and their God in the song. Now, notice I didn't say Jesus Christ, because Christ wasn't into material things. So Travis says, you see these kicks? Made checks off the right steps, more vision than some Oakleys. She used to be a lone star waking up to Lucy's. Now, this is interesting. Very interesting, since Travis Scott made money from his Astroworld concert series that, as you know, in 21, we covered in depth in a 4-part series on the podcast that had all this satanic symbolism and this dark energy as per the victims, as per the people at the concert. Obviously, mass blood sacrifice, ask casualties. All right, I got to let's watch our language. Casualties at the event. You know what's funny is like, am I allowed to have an opinion on YouTube? I don't know because I get in trouble all the time. So do with that what you will. But he says he made checks off the right steps. What does that mean? Does that mean you do the thing for the Luciferian cabal and you make some money off it? That's interesting. He says she used to be a Lone Star, a reference to Texas, the Lone Star State. And I thought maybe this was a reference to his current girlfriend, Tyla. But Tyla's from South Africa. So why the Texas reference? Well, that's where the Astral World concert tragedy occurred. Furthermore, what's a Lucy? I have no idea. I looked it up on Urban Dictionary. I'm too old to know this stuff. And it just tells me it's a very funny, smart, hot girl. But because you're here for conspiracies, Lucy sounds a lot like Lucifer. Sounds like she's hanging out with demons. All right. And then you got lyrics about the death and rebirth. And some of the stuff I say more tongue in cheek. All right. Because you got some of these theorists that find everything and anything in all these lines. Now, the lyrics also suggest the death and rebirth alchemical cycle. Kanye says, bye-bye to my old self. Wake up to the new me. Now, I believe this is interpreted as the rebirth into alien gods. Believe it or not, I will try to prove to you by the end of this video. Could also symbolize human cloning. Okay, we're going to cover both of those by the end of the video. Now, one of the samples that you'll find attributed to this track is from Johnny Frierson. There's another one from James Brown. But Frierson's interesting. He was a gospel soul singer and songwriter. Now, what's curious is that he also had this spiritual rebirth of sorts. Because his Wikipedia says that in 1986, his son died at the age of 16. Then in 1990, he saw a shooting that left him scarred. All of this after a full career of writing gospel songs. And he also had PTSD from Vietnam. So these tragedies happened to him. And then in 1990, it says this. It says, he also began writing and performing songs under the name Kafel Ajanaku. Kafel is a name used by the Chua people that means worth dying for. And Ajanaku was a spiritual name for an elephant in Yoruba poetry. Now, we have a couple things to consider. All right. One is the employment of the alter ego, which we tie into this channeling of alien consciousness that all of these guys are doing. Again, stick around for the conclusion. We'll talk about it. The other one is the embracing of Yoruba, which is very much not in line with Christianity, all right? Note that I have zero problem with it. I have to always say this because I always mean it. I honestly don't care. If you worship the Yoruba, which is an African diaspora of sort of pagan, not, I don't want to say pagan, a variety of gods and goddesses, I don't care if you do that. I don't care if you worship Christ. In fact, I criticize Christians because they don't all agree with my Orthodox Christian beliefs, and I think they're wrong. I don't care if you worship Satan. It has zero effect on me or my day. I honestly don't care, and I say that wholeheartedly. What I am suggesting, though, is that Ye employs the symbolism and the name of being a Christian, and he is absolutely not. And I believe the same strategy goes on for so many celebrities and presidents, because this goes back to the assassins. This goes back to Sabotaj Zavie and Jacob Frank. It's all about how can you achieve the ends that you desire through whatever means necessary. They don't care. It means nothing to them to put on this tag and this idea, whatever. And that's why I always tell Christians that always fall for this stuff. I'm like, you're supposed to be wise as serpents, right? You're supposed to watch out for this kind of stuff. I don't know why people are asleep at the wheel listening to these people who claim they're Christians. But then there's also this cultural community element of Yoruba, which is the one I want to be sensitive to, which could be, you know, another consideration. Then there's the spiritual practice, right? That's the one that I'm more concerned about, in the sense of the idea that they're into worshiping various gods and goddesses. We talked about the connection into voodoo and stuff with, I did a video and show about Skrilla Doot Doot 6'7". Remember back in that stupid meme of 6'7" was going around. I tied it into Chaos Magic, which we're going to reference today. Should I put a link in the show notes? Sure. Why not? I'll try to remember to put a link in the show notes. Now, fun fact, Frierson was also sampled by Wu-Tang. Enter the 36 Chambers, a track called Tears. Okay, now let's get into the video analysis. I'm not messing around, folks. No shorts, no losses. The video is directed by his wife, Bianca Censori. Now, she said this about the video, and I quote from Complex Magazine, "The film presents a church not as a real place, but as a surreal, dreamlike environment where time feels slowed, spatial logic is distorted, and reality becomes fantasy." And they make note to tell us that she's actually an architect, all right? Ties into Freemasonry, the Grand Architect. You'll see why here in a bit. Now, the video itself, it's one long take, right? It's a continuous one take type of video. And the scene is the setting of inside of a small church. Super reminiscent of, and there's a lot of activity going on. People coming in and out and things moving around. Very reminiscent of the selective attention study called The Invisible Gorilla, where if you watch the video for the first time, you'll see people dribbling a basketball and you're like watching the basketball and there's a big gorilla that walks through the center and you don't even notice it because you're so focused on the basketball, right? Nobody sees it because you're distracted. Now, what you see in the church, you see six pews and a congregation of people, and what they're doing is they're waiting for a wedding to happen, which we'll talk about all this stuff. Now, six pews obviously ties us into, you know, 666 if you want to be real basic about it. Why not? Now, something odd here, there's a promo shot of this scene, of the set, I should say, in Complex Magazine, and they give us the bird's eye view. And you'll notice that the pews in the aisle form a cross with three horizontals, which, if you follow the life and times of Genesis P. Oridge, who has passed on, Genesis had a cross called the Psychic Cross, or the Topi, the Temple of Psychic Youth. And what Genesis and the Temple of Psychic Youth was all about, this was a magical order. They would utilize chaos magic and charge up sigils for mass rituals. Okay. Now, the Topi cross is supposed to look like a TV antenna because it's supposed to represent the same idea of technology, of magic channeling information, and it symbolizes occulture, which is the term Genesis created for hidden pop culture, which... if you know my story, like me and Genesis were trading emails for a long time because Genesis was into this stuff too, right? Only Genesis was a practitioner. I am not. Now, ironically, we're also going to find that all of this stuff will tie into the number 23, which is encoded into the Yay video through David Bowie, sort of. But the Topi Psychic Cross utilizes the ratio of 2 and 3 on the horizontals, like the length of the horizontal ratio is 2 to 3. Now, off the bat, if you look at the video, you're watching Kanye West is in the front row, a guy that looks like Michael Jackson's in the back row. You got a couple nuns here. You got a couple older ladies there. Whatever, right? We're going to go through each character and what they do throughout the video. Because what I had to do was kind of rewatch this video over and over and over and over and over for each character. Watch what they did the entire video, okay? Because there's too much going on. You can't jump around. You got to watch one character for each run through. So I probably watched it 30 times. I don't know. Now, one of the choir guys, because there's a choir of men in the corner, one of them's holding like something furry. It looks like a cat or a dog. I don't know what it is. That's one of the mysteries of this video. I have no idea what that is. The front row on the right-hand side of the screen, you're going to see a magician, not a occult magician, but a stage magician, which ties into the realm because it's all about deception and like that invisible gorilla test, right? It's all about sleight of hand. It's all about, which ties us into MK Ultra. I talked about that in my 4-part MK Ultra series about how they were utilizing hypnotists and actual stage magicians to understand how to deceive others, all right? Because they were dosing women and putting in their drink, the LSD in their drinks and stuff. So this magician, he's performing a card trick to this woman who's completely disinterested. And you'll notice he pulls cards out, and the cards are 1, 3, and 5 from the deck. 1, 3, and 5 are there on purpose, I believe. They are odd numbers, of course. It's a sequence of odd numbers. But in the occult, you have these ideas of what they represent. One represents the monad, three represents the Holy Trinity, and five represents the pentagram, the five elements of nature. And these represent all of the major belief systems from all religions, because the occult flavor of, you know, Gnostic perennialists, they believe in the monad, which says, look, we're all connected and all these gods come from the same place. It's all the same thing, which ties into Luciferian New World Order concepts. The Trinity is Christianity's version of God, you know, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, which you're going to talk about the Holy Spirit in this video. Again, I think it's a very blasphemous video. And then you got the pentagram, which is five, and that's the pagan earth worship represented as the star or the pentagram. Which I should note, back when I covered Travis Scott, when he first released music videos back in like 2014, he had an inverted pentagram on fire in one of his videos. Now, very occulted, right? These guys, nothing gets by me with these guys. These guys are cult 101 to the core. Anyway, this magician, he opens up his wallet and it catches on fire for a minute. Again, reminding me of the Travis Scott Fire Alchemy video. Reminiscent of the Fire of the Phoenix, which Travis Scott has shown us many times. Could fit into a lot of angles. I don't want to harp on it too long. Not super important for the major thesis of what this is about. Now, you'll notice two nuns sitting on a pew and one of them is sleeping. She ends up getting arrested. Why would you arrest a nun at a church? Because in this church, Christians have no place. This is a Luciferian perversion ritual. It's not about Christ, all right? And I'll prove that to you by the end of the video. Choir just stands there. They're kind of mindlessly staring and they're clapping and moving their feet. Nothing crazy that I caught there. Michael Jackson in the back there, he's motionless the whole time, just like Kanye. Like, these guys make no movements whatsoever. All right. Now, fun fact that Michael Jackson was played by an actual impersonator named Fabio Jackson. Then you've got a mother and a son. These two are interesting. He's playing with a Rubik's Cube that is all white. It's not multiple colors like a normal Rubik's Cube. It's all white. This is a puzzle with no solution. He ends up crawling under the pew and blows out a candle on the altar. He's being a brat, right? And then he also trips a guy who's delivering the wedding cake and the cake spills onto the floor. Now, what's odd is that when the boy goes up to blow the candle out, if you look at her face, she's got the face of a cat. Again, the idea of death and rebirth. Cats are known for having nine lives, right? That's what Kanye's doing here, death and rebirth, as the lyrics tell us. Then you got two older black women in the front row. One's crocheting. Not a lot there. Made me think of Donda, his mother, maybe. Whatever. Then you got the back of the room. You've got a small child wearing all blue, right? Kind of reminiscent of the Virgin Mary or the Theotokos. This is kind of a... This could be... I'm gonna throw the theory out there. This could be a riff on the Black Madonna, right? Because it's a black girl. Because there is this cult of the Black Madonna, and this ties into the esoteric occult version of the worship of the divine feminine, all right? Or it's literally just a black girl at a black wedding, right? Because most of these characters are, you know, people of color, right? So you decide. I'm not trying to be offensive. I'm just saying that there is a real connection in the occult of going back to these ancient goddess cults prior to Christianity, which is what I think all of these occultists are into. Right, like Helena Blavatsky was saying, the religion of the future is the religion of the past. They think Christianity stole all of their iconography, including the Theotokos, and really it's theirs and they need to take it back. That's what they think. So let's get back to Kanye, right? He's the main focus here, obviously. He's sitting there motionless, staring ahead, just like Michael Jackson, which we'll come back to with the cloning stuff. He's just chilling, right? And these astronauts come in. And they remove his face, and it's a mask. And it turns out he's actually a gray alien. And they remove him from the church. Now, this makes sense because Kanye West told us he is a starseed, that he is an alien over and over and over. We're going to unpack that in a bit. So that's kind of it for the stationary type characters, but you have to pay attention to all the motion characters that happen in the video. The first one, at the beginning of the video, a priest comes in. He's using his censer, he's preparing the altar, he's lighting candles, and he's giving sort of a sermon, right? then the second moving character is outside, out the window. There's a man walking by the window with a giant crucifix with Christ on it, right? He walks past the window, disappears for the entire video, and then shows up at the very end after everyone leaves. Okay? That actually matters. Then in the video, a knight comes in with the, you know, the metal garb on a black horse. He comes into the church, does a little trick on the pony, and then parks his horse. Ends up having a seat on the back pew. He ends up leaving with the congregation at the end, but doesn't take his horse with him. Doesn't do anything. The whole video just sits there, right? Now, the knight is like the Knights Templar, which could be here to find the Holy Grail. That's what they were looking for at the Temple of Solomon, which I'm going to be doing a two-part Armageddon series coming up next, so make sure you're subscribed wherever you're listening or watching. That's going to be the next two shows I'm doing. Very controversial, by the way. So anyways, the Knights Templar were looking for the Holy Grail, and you have the Holy Grail, aka the chalice, up at the altar. Notice he came in on the black horse. This is the dark horse, one of the major moments in occult pop culture history. Back in the 2010s, it was 2014, when Katy Perry and Juicy J did the video Dark Horse with the Egyptian symbolism. This is one of those major traction moments for the occult symbolism conspiracy theories. It was all over the place because it was a huge video. Huffington posted an article about this, and the only reason I bring that up or know that is because they linked to my analysis of it, right? And I'm not saying that as a brag. I'm just saying, like, that's how far. There's only a handful of moments that hit the mainstream that has everyone talking. One was the Dark Horse video. Another was Beyonce doing the rock diamond triangle at the Super Bowl. Another is the Travis Scott concert, right? So you have two of those three in this one video. Technically all three, because Kanye West had the big moment with Taylor Swift and Beyonce when he went up on stage. So all related to Jay-Z, by the way, right? Another scene that happens, a sheriff car pulls up, presumably drops off two police. They're the ones that go in and they arrest the sleeping nun. Simultaneously, two things are happening. Also, outside you see a UFO fly overhead. Two astronauts, they're walking around. They point up to the skies. They're looking for something. They end up coming into the church, and that's when they pull off Ye's mask, drag him out, and that's the last time we see Ye or these astronauts, all right? Now, inside, we see a man with a... in comes a man with a beauty pageant contestant, and she's wearing this... I don't know, what do you call it? The sachets that they wear at the beauty pageants, and the marker on it says 40. And they walk into the church. She's acting like she won or she's running to win. She does this little dramatic move, and the man picks her up and carries her off screen. Again, you don't see them again. That's it for them. Now, what's interesting is that if you watch this, when they come in, a paparazzi guy manifests from under the altar and snaps a photo, and he's wearing a Lucha Libre mask. But if you look closely, you can capture what her sachet says on the inside of it, not the outside. So it's hidden, right? On the inside, it says Iowa. But it's supposed to be hidden or occulted. And without going too deep, we already know beauty pageants are very important to people like Epstein and Donald Trump, right? They love the modeling agencies. They love the pageants and all that stuff. And Epstein, in fact, went to Fairfield, Iowa, which is on this woman's thing, right? Sachet, with a guy named Bill Elkis, where he, you know, created a beautiful woman out of thin air from what Elkis described, because he was... It was in the Epstein birthday book. He describes how they went to Iowa and all the women were just like the hogs of Iowa. Pretty demeaning, right? And this was on the Epstein birthday book, the same birthday book that Trump bragged about how him and Epstein had a wonderful secret. I'm sure there's nothing to that, though, right? Now, someone on Reddit found an article about this Iowa incident on Forbes that connects Epstein into the Rockefellers. I'm going to read to you from the article, supposed article. I couldn't confirm for myself. It says this. It says, to manage their fortune from discount closeout store Pick and Save, the Zimmerman family of Fairfield, Iowa, hired William Elkis, a bright MBA with a consulting background. He set up five different funds, some in partnerships with other family offices, including the Rockefellers. The $150 million real estate fund lost 90% of its value alone. The Zimmermans probably wish they had invested in a few good mutual funds. So it sounds like he they screwed this guy out of this family out of money anyway. Because they're all fraudsters and cons, every last one of them. Now, at the same time that these astronauts grab Ye, outside that same UFO parks, and in walks an alien in a suit into the church. And it turns out it's Travis Scott. He goes to the altar, removes his gray alien. It's more of a helmet than a mask. And in walks two young girls, clearly adolescents, I think. You have to be the judge of that for yourself. These two young girls are brought into the church. They meet Travis at the altar. He is betrothed to them, and they exit from the church, and everyone follows. This was a wedding party of Travis Scott to two young girls. And the two young girls are dressed the same. They're both in all white, and they have doves in their hair, all right? Now, during this scene, a man comes in right behind the girls with this big wedding cake, and that boy trips him. The cake falls onto the floor, but there's no damage because the cake is fake, whatever. But if you look at the cake topper, you'll see it's one black man with two black girls. This is a wedding of Travis Scott to two young black girls who I believe they look underage. I mean, call me crazy. Meanwhile, outside the window, when this is all happening, you see two doves in the sky, and they are sort of watching this wedding, some confetti bursts, like it's a big celebration. And then there's a third dove, something you'd have to look for. And I got the screenshot again. I'll put it on the screen. The cake hits the ground, and at the same time, at the same place, a dove flies up from out of the ground and ascends. Now, this is all blasphemy. This is all blasphemy because the dove in Christianity is the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit comes down during the baptism of Christ. The dove descends from the heavens upon Christ and the Holy Spirit and becomes one, and they manifest as the Holy Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And here we see Travis Scott purporting himself to be the Holy Trinity, marrying two kids. Call me crazy. So everyone leaves the church. The UFO takes off with Travis and his two kids he married. But let's talk about the meaning of what is going on here, right? Because the video shows lots of crazy stuff. Lots to discuss. Let's talk about the clone conspiracy, because my man Nick Hinton posted on Twitter on March 29th. He said, "Remember when Elon kicked Kanye off of Twitter for posting the Raelian symbol, the symbol from the mini mustache man? I have to be careful with my language. Remember when Kanye disappeared and people said he was cloned? Funny enough, the Raelians believe that the J people aliens called Elohim will make humans immortal with cloning. They also consider Elon a savior." Now, I don't know if you remember back in like 2000, Avi Ben Abraham was talking about how they successfully cloned over in that same country. So that seems like those things could be connected. But to stick with this incident, this is back around the time when Ye was going hard in the paint against the J people, right? He was on InfoWars. He had his net in one hand and he had a drink called Yahoo in the other. He was praising Mini Mustache Man, doing wild stuff. And he posted a photo of himself on Twitter wearing that symbol of the Mini Mustache Man inside the Star of David, which is the logo for the Raelians, a UFO alien cult. Also ironic that Elon Musk would ban him because he's Mr. Make Comedy Legal Again, right? Mr. Free Speech himself. But the truth is, Ye had posted an unflattering image of Elon prior to this, which is what really made Elon mad. He claims otherwise. Turns out everyone's sensitive. Turns out everyone's triggered. Okay. Now, it should also be noted that Kanye at the time was hanging out with Donald Trump. It was a huge Trump supporter. I'm assuming he still is. And he was barred. He wanted to go to the inauguration in 25 with Joe, I'm definitely not a Republican, Rogan. And at the 2025, and I love Joe Rogan. I'm a kid, kind of. But he got barred from the 2025 inauguration of Trump because Trump wanted him to issue a second apology to the you-know-whos, right? Trump demanded he apologize a second time, and he was like, I'm not doing that. He would do anything for love, but he won't do that. which we all know. We all know why Trump is so insistent. Now, we didn't know. We didn't understand. I didn't understand. Since the same country is apparently controlling him at don't. And that's not me. That's Joe Kent, the former director of counterintelligence and MAGA dude himself said it. Anyway, something else curious. There's a case in the news right now. I'm recording this on March 31st about 22 suspects in a mafia style Freemasonic mob. 22, a master number. Of course, the Freemasons would have 22. Might as well be 33, right? A network of Freemasons in Paris, right? The Freemasons were apparently at this one lodge, allegedly orchestrating murder through various Freemasonic members, cops, intelligence agents, and businessmen, which, I mean, sounds accurate. And the reason I bring this up is because the Raelians started in France also, right? The founder of the Raelians is contactee Claude Vorhelion, a.k.a. Rael. Now, Rael was a speed car racer in France. And in 1973, he claimed to have contact with Yewa, an alien god who showed up in a bell-shaped craft, De Glock, as the Mini Mustache Man project alleges. And it's intriguing that the Freemasonic murder cases that they're being tried for right now involved a hit taken out on a speed car racer named Laurent Pasquale. Laurent Pasquale was found dead in the forest. Allegedly, he owed money to this Masonic mob, and he ended up out there. Now, to stay focused on Rael, Rael had said that the aliens told him all this stuff, you know, the Age of Aquarius predictions, right? And that we're not going to have to work anymore. Good news. Rael believes that humanity is slowly transitioning into a society where humans will not need to work or have jobs. This is due to a human technological advancement and because humans are not made to work. He has stated that work is for machines, whereas humans are made to create, think, and enrich themselves. Now, there's a theory just like this out there. I want to say it was Marshall McLuhan that came up with it. But regardless, it should be true, but it won't be because these capitalists are possessed by the demons of money. Sam Altman, literally, I just watched the video yesterday. I wish I would have recorded it. Sam Altman, founder of OpenAI, literally just talked about at a press conference or something, talking about how they want the future of AI to be the subscription-based system of intelligence, right? Meaning, if you want to be smart, you got to pay to play. Like, this is the future. This is like every sci-fi movie you've seen, because they want to dumb us down. You know that our the youth are the first generation to be dumber than their parents, right? It's because technology and AI are making us so we don't have to think as much, and we rely on the technology to do the thinking for us. And that's what they want. They want to trap you so that you can, it's like Netflix to think. They want you to subscribe to their intelligence, right? So the Raelians, they were a UFO cult. They claimed to have successfully cloned humans. They had a company called Clonaid, and back in 2002, they claimed to have made the first clone named Eve. And they even claim that they can resurrect dead people, i.e. Michael Jackson. Now, there's a rapper named Kid Boo who claims he was actually cloned by the Raelians. To play devil's advocate, he was pushing a mixtape at the time called Attack of the Clones, and people think that this was all just a marketing gimmick. Also, the Raelians are really big into sex positivity, which maybe could link into the acceptance of Travis Scott marrying children, if you want to take it there. Now, it's showing us in this video, I think, what we're being shown is these occult weirdos using the church for their own ends. Because you'll notice in the video, when they all leave, when they're done with their nonsense and marrying kids and fake Holy Trinity stuff and all this crap, the real Christian, the guy out there carrying the cross with the crucifix, is the one that comes back into the church and he shows up to worship, and he's there by himself while all these weirdos are out there. Now, recall, and this is why I'm criticizing Kanye West, because he started his church, his Sunday service church, after learning from Kim Kardashian and her mother how to create a church in order to save money on taxes. My theory, I don't know that that's what his motivation was. Maybe it was a mixed motivation. I'm putting these pieces together. Kim Kardashian's mother, Kris Jenner, started the California Community Church in 2009. Kanye West starts his Sunday Service Church in 2019. And he was married to Kim K in 2014, divorced in 2022. But in the middle of that, he sets up this Sunday church service stuff, which I propose is just a grift. All right. Because I don't trust none of these people. I think these people, furthermore, Kanye West and Travis Scott probably believe they're really alien gods. They think they are special. They are not like us. Michael Jackson is likened to Kanye West in this video because they're both sitting there frozen the whole time and don't really do anything. And Michael Jackson also had theories about being cloned, particularly his last album called Escape, right? Which is about escaping this matrix. And it shows him on the album cover as the planet Saturn with the rings around it. And the idea is that he was escaping his matrix or his prison. And I wrote about him in my second book, Sacrifice Magic Behind the Mic, because I talked about how he had all this occult stuff going on. Like, he tried to create a giant robotic version of himself that he was going to put out in the deserts around Las Vegas and just have it roam around. And one of the theories is that he was going to upload his digital consciousness into this robot. And of course, the robot roaming around the desert on its own is very much analogous to Christ, right? Roaming the desert for the 40 days and 40 nights, being tempted by Satan. In the occult, the desert is the place of initiation. All those things connect. Then, and let's talk about Travis Scott for another second. Travis Scott had that Super Bowl performance a few years back that I covered where he came crashing to earth like a fallen angel. He was the falling star. And he landed on the Maroon 5 V, V being the symbol for Nodens or Typhon, the god of the abyss from Kenneth Grant. And Travis Scott's done so much symbolism. I've been covering him forever. With all the symbolism of alchemy and inverted pyramids and or pentagrams on fire and all that stuff. And not to mention he was signed by Kanye West, right? So these guys are all plugged into each other. Now, he's been telling us he's an alien for a long time. He said he was a star seed, and before that, he was telling us he was God, right? He called himself Yeezus as a play on a mockery of Jesus. He also put himself on the cover of Rolling Stone with a crown of thorns as Christ. He told people that, hey, if they wrote the Bible today, I would be in it. He had a track called I Am a God, tying into Helena Blavatsky again with I Am, with the Integrated Ascended Masters. Let's not get confused, though. But he was also saying he's an alien. In Katy Perry's video for E.T., he says he's an alien and a big-headed astronaut. Literally, what you see in this video is aliens and the astronauts, right? One of the things of interest at his St. Pablo concert rants in 2016, he said, me and Kid Cudi are aliens right here, bro. Which is kind of weird, since now we know that Diddy allegedly tried to kill Kid Cudi, and Ye showed up to support Diddy at his recent trial, even though Ye did, he was in a group with Kid Cudi called Kids See Ghost. All kind of strange. But the St. Pablo stuff, this all goes back to 2016, right? Kanye West was telling people he was an alien on a mission to help Earth during one of his breakdowns, right? Kind of weird stuff. I'm going to read you from this article from the U.S. magazine Star. It says, the Stronger, that's the name of a track, Stronger. The rapper was admitted to a psych ward after having a meltdown at the end of November, and by the time he was hospitalized, he wasn't making a lot of sense to those around him, according to the new report. Another insider added, he started telling people he's a starseed, an alien on a mission to help Earth. Now, after this, after he got hospitalized into this psych ward, do you remember when he got out? The first place he goes is to meet Donald Trump. Now, I did an entire video back in the day, and like I said, I'm going to upload it. It's called Kanye West, The Rise and Fall of an Illuminati Mind Control Alien. I'm going to upload it to my YouTube, At Occult Symbolism. Check it out. If it's not up there by the time you're listening to this, it'll be up in the next day or so. Or I have a link in the show notes, and it's here right now. Anyways, that video was mentioned in an interview I did with Vice Magazine way back then. And I wrote an article for it as well. And in that now deleted article, because again, I have a lot of problems from you know who. And the video, an article, I said something that holds true 10 years later. I'm going to read you from, because I still have a copy of all the original stuff. I said this. I said, the orchestrators of reality, e.g. the mainstream media, are hard at work to present an image to us that is akin to a movie on a screen. Right? And that's what we're seeing with the Kanye West, Travis Scott video. This is just a movie on a screen. Because in my 2020 Alien book, I talked about the cognitive models. They need to build structures inside your mind. And this structure is to make you believe in Travis Scott and Kanye West as alien gods. Now, in that video, which I will upload, I talked about the 2013 rants, which were the first time the media highlighted his crashing out. And he said, we are controlled by a Nike sign, which is a symbol of Saturn. Again, ties into the Michael Jackson Saturnian symbolism of his album Escape. When Charlemagne was talking with him, he warned him with the Freemasonic warning, saying like, hey, you're not being on your square. All right. And after this, we had the 2016 rants at the St. Pablo concert where he was condemning Zuckerberg, Google, and Disney. And guess who's in the news right now for deceiving and manipulating the masses for propagating social media addictions, Facebook and Google. And recall what kicked off the 2016 St. Pablo concert rants. His girlfriend or wife at the time, I don't remember, Kim Kardashian. She got thrown in the bathtub, threatened with the Whitney Houston, Bobby Christina passage of the goddess Kabbalah Mikvah treatment. And she was robbed. And where did that happen? In Paris, where the same Freemasonic hit mob is. Charlemagne warns him in 2013 that he's not on his square, gives him the Freemasonic warning. And a few years later in Paris, where the Freemasonic mob was, allegedly, his wife gets thrown in the bathtub and he starts breaking down, supposedly. It's all so strange. And Kanye with his handler, Jay-Z, had that track, you know, N-Words in Paris. Now we're back to the Raelians and the Freemasonic mob in Paris. And you recall in the St. Pablo concert, he warned, he said, Jay-Z's going to have his killers come for me. Do you think he made that up? Or do you think Jay-Z really got killers? Look at Diddy, right? Diddy's, you know, if you look at all the stuff that happened in those, he's had a lot of people on his team. Anyways, I'll upload the whole 42-minute video on my YouTube. So, because it's actually pretty amazing how prophetic all that was back then. Because he was dropping hardcore truth bombs, right? And the media was condemning him. He gets sent to UCLA to what I believe to have MKUltra type treatments, and he hasn't been the same ever since. Anyways, let me wrap up this show. I'm going to wrap up with something I said in 2016 article about this whole Kanye West stuff that holds true to explain what this video is. I basically said, like, this is what we're looking at back then, and I think it still holds true today, all right? Going back to the claim that Ye made that him and Kid Cudi are aliens, all right? I said, Kid Cudi makes for an interesting analogy here because in October 2016, he was admitted into rehab for depression and bad thoughts, and he also had a song called Embrace the Martian that had lyrics talking about embracing him as a Martian as he destroyed and rebuilt the world. Very similar to David Bowie's 5 Years song on Ziggy Stardust, his alter ego alien persona. Why do all these artists have the same thread of oddities? It's always alter egos and aliens. The reason for this is because the occultists believe there is a spiritual component to creativity. They seem to think that introducing dissociative identities and channeling alien spirits while going into the darkest realms possible all strengthen the creativity of the artist. So Ye and Travis Scott are doing the same thing. They are showing us the ego death to be reborn as starseed alien gods, just like David Bowie's Ziggy Stardust, right? It's the same thing. David Bowie had the album cover and it said K West on it. It's a furrier sign. Well, we'll talk about that in a second. A lot of people say like, oh, Kanye West, Ziggy Stardust, same thing. But with the Bowie thing, the whole idea of the Bowie Ziggy Stardust album. It was a concept album about how he's taking on this alter ego of an alien to come save us from ourselves. Because the first track is 5 years. It's about how he's this prophecy about how we're all going to have an apocalypse in 5 years. Now, Bowie, I'm a massive Bowie fan. But again, another massive rabbit hole I need to work on, to be honest. But he was embracing Kabbalah on the Station to Station album. He was obviously into Alien Contact through David Lynch's Twin Peaks, because he was on that. And his final album was, of course, The Black Star, a.k.a. Saturn, which is another deep dive I'm working on. I've got one more book in the Saturn deep dive to go through, and that's probably going to be like a four-part series explaining what Saturn worship is and the players involved and what they're really doing and what they believe. Now, the Ziggy Stardust album cover, it says K West on it. That's Con West. He was a furrier. And the inspiration for this album cover, David Bowie explained what it was all about. He said, and I quote, "The idea was to hit a look somewhere between the Malcolm McDowell thing with the one mascaraed eyelash and insects. It was the era of Wild Boys by William S. Burroughs. It was a cross between that and Clockwork Orange that really started to put together the shape and the look of what Ziggy and the Spiders were going to become. Everything had to be infinitely symbolic." So again, like we've talked about Kubrick and Clockwork Orange with MK Ultra, Kanye West involved with MK Ultra. I mean, this all is like public ritual theater, right? Now, people thought back then when the album dropped that sign K West meant co-west, right? Like the quest of King Arthur and the knights or whatever, right? It became kind of a mystified thing. Furthermore, if you look it up, that K West Furrier was at 23 Head on Street? I don't know. And where did the 23 Enigma come from? William Burroughs, who David Bowie specifies as an inspiration for this whole Ziggy Stardust thing, right? Strangely enough, William Burroughs also associates with Genesis P. Orridge. They were friends. Now, Kanye West was, I believe he's stealing all of David Bowie's stuff, like all of his artwork. And I'm going to prove that to you in the next two statements. This is my proof. I actually have a book about David Bowie right here that I'm going to read to you from it. All right. This is what it says. I'll show you the cover of it if you're on the video version. There's a chapter called Station to Station. All right. "Despite weighing as little as 98 pounds and existing on a diet of red and green peppers, in 1975, Bowie not only managed to film his first major movie, but he also recorded a new album. For once, he did not have to look far for a character. He was actually living the life of the thin white duke. Home for the increasingly paranoid singer was an Egyptian-influenced property in Hollywood, where his addictions and interest in the mythical could coexist. His life was almost totally distinct from Angie's now, as in fact, it seemed to be from reality itself. When the new material was released in January 76 after Bowie had promised, 'I have rocked my last role,' nobody had any reason to expect just how good it would be, but Station to Station was brilliant. The soul influences remained, but there was a darker heart and an emotional distance that was pure European. Blah, blah, blah. There was a flip side to the thin white duke, however, and Bowie's public utterances became more explosive, saying that Britain could benefit from a fascist leader after Mini Mustache Man was the first pop star, did not go down well. Ironically asked to give up booked satellite time following the death of the Spanish dictator Franco, Bowie refused and said, speaking to satellite, to UK TV's Russell Hardy about his upcoming Isolar tour, I'm coming home in May to play shows. Look at you and be English again, he promised. When Bowie did arrive in London's Victoria Station on May 2nd and was photographed, some said, giving a Sieg Heil salute, it was a controversy that went too far. Now, tell me that Kanye West didn't steal all of David Bowie's steez. You know what I mean? Like, that's what he was been pushing. He literally had a shirt that said that. Anyway. And then I got one more. If you think that's not proof enough, I got one more connection here. Ziggy Stardust was a character that was inspired when David Bowie met a guy named, another songwriter named Vince Taylor. Vince Taylor was a guy who had a mental breakdown and thought he was an alien god. So there you go. I think Kanye West is not as creative as we pretend he is. That's what I'm trying to say. And I like Kanye West. I like his music. Actually, I think this Father track is actually pretty good. But nonetheless, all this stuff is ritualized theater. It's blasphemous, in my personal opinion. Do with that what you will. And thanks for watching. Be sure to subscribe. If you're on the audio version, subscribe to the app. If you are on the YouTube version, subscribe. Either way, go to my YouTube and subscribe. Help me hit 100,000. Please, please. I've been torched twice, and the third time's the charm. It's all or nothing, right? If they ban me again, I'm done forever. So help a player out. Gonna go subscribe. Hit the bell for all notifications. Give me all the hype points that you got. Whatever you want to do. But I appreciate you listening and checking out my crazy talks, all right? But stay subscribed to whatever feed you like. And until next time, stay positive.